Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, discussions surrounding Season 4 of The Crown will not go away, with the latest being Harry's silence regarding the portrayal of his parents. It is said that Harry is unable to comment due to the deal Harry and Meghan have with Netflix. From The Mirror, speaking on talk radio this week, host Mike Graham and journalist Olivia Utley pointed out how the Sussexes have been forced to stay silent about The Crown, even when Harry's brother, Prince William, has slammed it to friends as not a very fair depiction of his parents' relationship. Meghan and Harry are in a bit of trouble with this over the fact Harry has said nothing about the way in which his mother and father have been portrayed in this series, said Mike. Olivia replied, he has got himself into some hot water. He has got this deal with Netflix, so he can't really say anything. She went on to claim Harry will find himself in similar situations in the future because of massive conflicts of interest. Netflix is where their next paycheck is coming from, she explained. Prince Harry is going to find himself in situations like this surely over and over again. How could he have just run off to Hollywood and not realize there are going to be huge consequences? There are going to be massive conflicts of interest all the time. Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliams told Express.co.uk that he expects the contract will make things even more difficult for the couple. Harry and Meghan will be keen on launching their non-profit foundation, Archwell, as soon as the pandemic permits. They are now financially independent, as they intended to be, and will be involved in planning their deal with Netflix. There will be inquiries as to the work they plan to do, especially given the intentionally malign portrait that Netflix's The Crown has painted of the royal family in the fourth season. The earlier episodes were very different. Meanwhile, on the AirPod podcast, Omid Scobie said, I think as the show progresses into the more present-day House of Windsor, it becomes harder and harder for members of the royal family to even stomach the idea of watching it. I have heard rumblings that there is talk within Netflix about the possibility of whether this show can be extended. When you think of how much controversy this present season has caused, this is going to be a presence in members of the royal family lives for some time. Scobie added, I always wondered why there wasn't more collaboration between the two. Those working on the show did reach out to the palace to see if there was an opportunity for fact-checking, but the answer was a firm no. But now we've reached these key years, I wonder if any royals are kicking themselves for not taking advantage of that opportunity, because this narrative is being shaped for many around the world. Her Majesty is getting in on the royal gin business. Previously, I told you about Prince Charles' own brand of organic gin. Well, now People is reporting Queen Elizabeth's Sandringham Estate has launched its own gin, complete with ingredients from the royal residence's gardens. The locally distilled gin includes Sharon fruit grown in the walled garden on a sheltered wall at the end of what was a range of glasshouses built on the winnings of the famous racehorse Persimmon, owned by King Edward VII, according to the liquor's description. It also contains foliage from myrtle plants grown on the estate, which originated from a piece of the future Queen Alexandra's wedding bouquet from her marriage to the future King Edward VII. And there you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.